Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day if you love inflation, because it's smashing every record. It continues to soar, 40-year highs. This is extraordinary. I mean, I know people, some people, feel nostalgia for the 1970s. Well, this is tugging us back in that direction. And everybody feels it. It's impossible now, and it goes beyond just what is happening at the gas stations and the price of gas. And yes, I know we've had some good news with the price of gas going down a few cents for several weeks in a row, and I hope that trend continues. But generally, it's the price of food. We spend a lot on food, not because we go out to eat, but because we have guests. We have guests on the Sabbath, and we have big tables. My wife often bakes bread. She was just observing that the flour that she usually buys is up by about $3 a bag from, I believe what she said is it's like $7 now, and it used to be $4. And when it says used to be, that's not back in the old days. I know that old people very often, well, I remember when gas was 25 cents a gallon. And yeah, and I remember when I used to go out and eat hamburgers. There was a place in New Haven when I was in college where you could get really, really great burgers for 19 cents. Okay, that's history, I'm afraid. But look, this idea here is the way it was reported on cable news covering the new inflation number that came out this morning. Clip 17.
Wow, 9.1% year over year, much hotter than expected, everybody. 1981, November 1981 is the last time that we have seen an inflationary number this high.
Just look at that chart. I mean, you can just see it going up and up and up. And Rahel, I just think we need to make one thing clear. This was a bigger jump than Wall Street was expecting this morning.
When I look at this report, I don't see any relief anywhere. Even before we got to this 9.1%, there had been some sectors that were behaving a little bit better. I look at rents going up. I didn't see any relief in apparel.
When we look at, guys, where we're seeing the largest increases, it's broad-based. Gasoline, shelter, food being the largest contributors. Certainly a confirmation of what a lot of us consumers know is that inflation is rampant. It is pretty much everywhere these days, and this report suggesting that
overall you have this unrelenting increase in prices from varying degrees, from 0.7 on rent up to 1% on food.
Okay, this is problematic. I mean, and what makes it worse for people is I don't know about you, I got in the mail my monthly report on our investments, what we have in our retirement accounts. Not that I have or even any desire to retire. It's not in the prospect, but this combined with the losses in the market. And then again, people saying be prepared for more losses with a bear market. And I know, what goes down often comes up and comes back. And the march of America, and I'm an American exceptionalist, and I believe that things will turn around and inevitably and probably sooner rather than later. But right now, just politically, and in terms of feeding this 80% of Americans who believe we're headed in the wrong direction, what do you say to that? Here is President Biden said this. This is the official White House statement. He, of course, just has landed in Israel. He toured Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial, today. He was received at the airport, talks about our strong relations with Israel. He also issued this statement on the inflation numbers. He said, while today's headline inflation reading is unacceptably high, it is also out of date. Energy alone comprised nearly half of the monthly increase in inflation. Today's data do not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices that have reduced the price of the pump by about 40 cents since mid-June. Those savings are providing important breathing room for American families. And other commodities like wheat have fallen sharply since this report. Okay. If wheat has fallen so sharply, what's this deal with the price of flour that my bread-baking wife has noted? Vice President Harris also has her own take on the inflation number, and she addresses it, as usual, with her unique insight and forcefulness. The Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Harris. This is clip 15.
Before I begin, I will address this month's CPI report. There is no question that we still have work to do. But it is important to note that these numbers do not fully reflect the recent drop in gas prices. Average national gas prices have fallen every day for nearly 30 days. Since mid-June, prices are down 40 cents a gallon. Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans. We are releasing 1 million barrels of oil a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower prices at the pump. We have reduced high-speed internet bills for millions of Americans, and we passed a tax cut to give working families up to $8,000 a year.
Okay, any folks notice all of that? Or are we talking about gimmicks? I mean, fortunately, they didn't go for the ultimate gimmick of suspending for 3 months the federal gasoline taxes. And there's no question, by the way, that all the polling shows that when people concentrate on inflation, they vote Republican. When they concentrate on other issues, that they classify in the New York Times on their new poll, came out and was a shock to everyone. And all the commentators, even at the New York Times, this is a Siena University and New York Times poll, it shows a dead heat tie, 1 point difference between Republicans and Democrats. And in fact, in the general poll, when they ask people who would you prefer running the Congress, people choose to send back Democrats by 1 point. But then again, when you go to likely voters, then Republicans are ahead by 1 point. The question is, what are the issues that are making the Democrats catch up? Abortion is a big one. Guns and gun-related issues, and then assaults on democracy. That's another big one. Now, these are not the biggest issues in the country. When it comes to what's going on right now, 40% of adults say that inflation is the number one issue, and this is when they were just asked to volunteer. And then gas prices, people say 33%. Gun issues is next, and it's at 30%. In any event, if you put all the Democratic issues together, does that give them enough to actually win some of these races? Well, part of it is they're raising so much money. And the Democrats, particularly in that Georgia race with Herschel Walker versus Raphael Warnock — Raphael Warnock is the Democratic incumbent, pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church where Dr. King once preached — he has just raised a huge amount of money, and far more than the Republicans. Why are the Democrats getting this kind of money? And why is it that they actually now have better do better among white college-educated voters than they do among working-class, non-college-educated minorities. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedVed.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, some Beach Boys in the background, and yeah, the weather's been beautiful here in the Seattle area. not only have the Mariners had an 8-game win streak, I know they have a doubleheader today because of the terrible weather back in D.C., and they're playing the Nationals. But we've had gorgeous weather here. Yesterday after the show, I drove with my wife out to a beach park in Medina, which is the suburb where, when he's in town, Bill Gates lives. And it was just a collection of happy people who were very diverse and enjoying the beachfront, not on the ocean, but on the lake, in Lake Washington, which is the biggest lake near Seattle for people who don't live here. With all of this positivity, there's a great sense that the country's headed in the wrong direction. A lot of it having to do with inflation. If you believe that you know who's responsible for the ridiculous price increases, the one that Jeremy was just mentioning that hit him was blueberries, because he likes blueberries, right? Who doesn't? And paying for, 18 ounces of organic blueberries was $8, Jeremy? Is that what it was? $9. Yeah, so it just went up. Okay, no, not, I just had gotten it wrong initially. But, yeah, is it Biden's fault? Biden's getting a little bit testy about that stuff. And, I mean, kind of about everything. He has now lower approval ratings than even Trump did at his lowest. And Trump was pretty low. He was plumbing new record lows for the presidency. Now Biden's below that. And here is President Biden snapping at a reporter yesterday who told him that most Democrats would prefer that he not run in 2024. Listen. 2.5.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
read
don't.
Read the polls. Read the polls, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
Okay, you'll notice he didn't say that no, the majority want me to run again, because what the reporter was saying is true. Most Democrats would prefer to have some other candidate. And the 92% who said that they would vote for him if he ran again, that's if he ran against Trump. And, yes, against Trump he does better. I mean, given the fact that we had this, the seventh broadcast by the January 6th committee. And if there's one underlying message from the January 6th committee and all of the hearings and all of the witnesses and all of the participants and show after show, and it's very compelling, it's that Trump should not be entrusted with the presidency ever again or any other position of responsibility given his behavior. And the fact that even Biden, who is not popular and his party seems to prefer, would step aside. The chances are, as we had on Professor Nichols yesterday from University of Maryland, chances are he won't step aside, and neither will Kamala, and the Democrats are stuck with them, and that's not going to help them this November, and probably won't help them in November of 2024. The ongoing horror of Uvalde has been renewed again because of the 77-minute video, which is just incredible, that has been released now by media. They held it just briefly. They claimed they were trying to let the families see it first, but the video shows cops and going up to 17 of them in the hallway of the school, near the door of the school, and basically part of the way that it is headlined in the New York Post is that they even restrained a colleague whose daughter was one of the 22 who died. It restrained him, one cop who knew his daughter was in there, and he's crying from going in and taking down the school shooter before 17 of the cops ran away from the gunfire. I mean, the footage is chilling and it's remarkable. And again, you feel for these cops. Their lives and careers are over, certainly should be. But this is the way that CNN's Anderson Cooper responded after watching all 77 minutes of that. That 77 minutes from the time the cops arrived at the building, that there were law enforcement resources in the building, and the time they finally took down the shooter. And he killed substantial people in that period of time. Here's Anderson Cooper, clip 8.
I want to bring in CNN senior law enforcement analyst and former FBI deputy director Andrew McCabe. Andrew, what is your reaction to seeing this video? Not the full surveillance video, which went on for 77 minutes. It does show the officers just waiting. You see ballistic shields being laid on the ground. You see heavily armed officers amassing and waiting. And when finally they do go forward, the ballistic shields are not in the front. Apparently they weren't all that important after all. I mean, what do you see in this video?
You know, Anderson, there's almost too many failures to catalog here on the brief time that we have. Of the initial responding officers, only about half of them actually go down to the door. You see guys walking around, talking to each other, using hand sanitizer, which is, I can't even understand that. So there's just failure upon failure. But more broadly, what you see here, Anderson, is a complete failure to live up to the sacred trust, the bargain that every law enforcement officer makes when they hold up their hand and are sworn into their job. And that is that you will lay down your life to protect other people.
Okay, the fact that they ran in the opposite direction when they had a spray of bullets coming at them from one of the school classrooms, the fact that they spent so much time looking for a key. Now, I have not watched, I don't think they've released to the public yet, the all 77 minutes, but it's excruciating. I mean, that's the length of of a movie. Just about a typical movie, at least until we got into this elephantiasis where they're trying to make them longer and longer. But a typical movie used to be 90 minutes. So you have 77 minutes of this and all of that playing out, and they are hearing gunfire, and you can hear the screams of some of the children. Appalling. We can do better. We're going to be talking, speaking of doing the best, with the best commentator on the ongoing investigation with the January 6th committee. His name is Andy McCarthy, veteran prosecutor, voice from National Review, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border in May hit a new record high. The Republican minority on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is delivering a new report on the Biden administration's policies regarding illegal immigration. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he believes the current messaging is that people shouldn't come But if they do, they can stay.
By the way, there's no compassion involved in this. There's nothing compassionate about luring people into a trip where rapists and murderers and the worst human beings on the planet get their clutches into them and abuse on them, on their children, on women traveling alone. It's a horrifying experience.
The heat is on for more than 55 million Americans. Daytime highs will be well above 100 degrees from California all the way to Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's a pleasure on the MedVed Show to welcome back our friend Andy McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at National Review Institute, an NR contributing editor for National Review, and a former very distinguished federal prosecutor. And he has ventured into politics with his latest column. He talks about the Democrats' great hope for 2024. Who is the Democratic savior? No, it's not Joe Biden. No, it's not Kamala Harris. Who is it? Well, stay tuned. See, there we're doing one of those show business things, trying to keep people hooked on the interview, Andy.
Well, I have my red hat at the ready, Michael, just not to ruin the suspense or anything.
Okay, well, good. Let me play the segment from the interview. Show yesterday, the investigation, the hearings, the very, very end, the last closing statement was from Liz Cheney, and she revealed some new information that is potentially significant, and I wanted to get your reaction to it. This is Liz Cheney at the conclusion of yesterday's interview. Listen.
After our last hearing, President Trump tried to call a witness in our investigation. A witness you have not yet seen in these hearings. That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call and instead alerted their lawyer to the call. Their lawyer alerted us. And this committee has supplied that information to the Department of Justice. Let me say one more time, we will take any effort to influence witness testimony very seriously.
Okay, Andy McCarthy, Is this legally, potentially, a really problematic deal if President Trump called one of the witnesses?
Well, Michael, you know, much as I like Liz Cheney, this is why I think what this committee does and what she's done many times is utterly inappropriate. Either tell us what happened or don't say anything. But this business of, like, floating out, you know, this committee has subpoenaed a lot of people who are known to Trump and close to Trump. Now, I mean, to answer the question directly that you've asked me, if someone is corruptly attempting to influence someone's testimony, that's witness tampering. That's what you would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Not only, it's not a crime to reach out to someone you know is under subpoena unless there's a court order telling you not to do it. The question is, do you corruptly influence the person? And the way I've always tried to explain this to people is if your lawyer calls you up the day before you have to testify in court because you're under subpoena and says, just tell the truth tomorrow and everything will be fine, then that means one thing. If Luca Brasi from The Godfather calls you up and says, just tell the truth tomorrow, you'll be fine, that could mean entirely something else. So all of this is very factual and contextual, and you can't make a judgment about whether this is appropriate or inappropriate unless you know who it is he reached out to, what did he say, how sure are they that it relates to the fact that the person is either subpoenaed to testify or offered to testify. And I really think it's inappropriate for them to give us half a story. Either, you know, it can't be that, you know, she says that we've referred this to the Justice Department, and of course the Justice Department isn't going to speak about it. You know why? Because people, you're not supposed to speak about matters that are under investigation, and Liz Cheney knows that. So either keep it to yourself until you're ready to prove something, or tell us the whole thing. But don't do it. I mean, they do this routine all the time. I think it's maddening.
Well, again, it's to keep people watching. And I think another piece that you had in National Review, which I agree with, is that they've been advised here by a veteran television producer. And what they're trying to do is to produce compelling television, and all leading up to the blockbuster hearing, the final hearing, the concluding hearing, the grand finale, the climax of the whole thing, which is coming next week, which is going to be, I understand, in prime time. And that really poses the most crucial question. We're just talking about the hideous video that has been released from Uvalde showing the police officers knowing that something terrible was going on and just doing nothing, going to get hand sanitizer or checking their phones or waiting for what exactly, we're not sure. But that's an awful thing. Don't you suspect that what they're going to be doing next week is doing the same kind of thing with Trump, taking it moment by moment, that 3 hours that he was incommunicado while there were 150 cops being seriously injured, some of whom were featured yesterday? Is that what you expect as I do?
Yeah, that's exactly what they'll do. And I, you know, Michael, I think there would be real value in that if the record had been developed in a normal hearing setting where you had cross-examination. And I think they've really underserved I'm not saying that this won't have any value. You know, obviously they've talked to a lot of particularly senior Republican officials, including Trump administration officials, who were not hostile to the president, who've given them very damaging information. And under those circumstances, I don't think there's any reason to doubt the testimony of those people. But, you know, to get a complete story, you're supposed to have the other side's perspective if there is one. And if there isn't one, that's a whole other matter that firms you up in what your conclusions are. But I think it would have been much more effective from their perspective if they had developed the record in a methodical, adversarial way, and then done the kind of comparison that you're talking about. I think that would be very effective. And for the life of me, I don't understand why they were concerned about having pro-Trump people on this panel. I mean, do you think Bill Barr was going to wilt because Jim Jordan asked him a mean question? I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, their argument about Jim Jordan was he was one of those people who was under investigation that who had spoken with Trump several times on the telephone. So he was involved in the whole Stop the Steal movement and the setup for this rally, no?
Yeah, right, but except this isn't a court case, right? If this was a legal case, then that would be exactly right. He has a conflict of interest. But this is a political case. Who doesn't have a conflict of interest? They were all in the Capitol when it was under siege, right? We've got people on the committee who either led Democratic investigations, including impeachment investigations against Trump. We have people on the committee who themselves have objected to the counting of electoral votes in other elections. It's a political process. Everybody knows this is not a legal thing where people get bounced on account of conflicts of interest.
Okay, speaking of legal thing, this comes down to the question that everybody is asking now. Do you believe that the Justice Department will move forward on some kind of grand jury investigation or potential indictments for the former president? And should they?
I think it's all, the grand jury is already underway. And whether they'll actually indict former President Trump or not, I don't know. I mean, to my mind, I really think if they don't have a simple crime that's particularly one that's tied to violence, I think it would be a mistake to do it. Now, I think they have, if you're asking, do they have a sufficient case that they could indict? I have seen cases with less evidence than this get indicted. And by the way, get won in court. I think here you have to weigh some significant downsides to exercising discretion to prosecute.
Wow. We will be right back. And Andy does have his latest National Review piece, The Democrats' Hope. Who is the Democrats' savior for the election coming up? We'll get Andy McCarthy's opinion and more coming up on The MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, one of the guys who tells it straight all the time, whether he's at National Review or on Fox News or talking on the Michael Medved Show, you can count on Andrew McCarthy. We've posted his latest piece, which probably is going to be controversial for folks, but it shouldn't be, it seems to me. The headline is Democrats Hope Trump 2024, make Biden president again, exclamation point, and not make America great again, make Biden president again. And then the subheading, Trump's the Democrats' savior, not ours. So what do you say, Andy? The most recent New York Times Siena University poll shows that if there were a vote today, it would be just about a replay of 2020 with Biden with a 4-point lead over Trump. But that's still close, isn't it?
Well, it's close. But at the same time, that gets reported contemporaneously, Michael, with the New York Times also saying that he's down to 33%. Biden is approval.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, there is a sort of a political zero, I think, that we're approaching that, you know, beneath which Biden can't go just because of the way our political culture is. And Biden's approaching it, but I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for him to get much lower than 33. I imagine he's really probably closer to 37 or so. But if even at his lowest ebb, Biden would still beat Trump, I think that should say something to people. I don't believe, and I'm not saying anything that's a reaction to the hearings that the January 6th committee is having or anything that's happened recently. I've said for a long time, I don't think Donald Trump can ever win a national election again. And the nightmare scenario for Republicans is I could easily see him winning the Republican nomination because of his relative strength in the party. There's such a disconnect between his influence in Republican politics and his approval nationally that it just seems to me the nightmare scenario for Republicans is they nominate Trump and he can't win a national election. And I caution people, this is not about do you love Trump or do you hate Trump. I just want to be coldly political about this. He can't win a national election. So if that matters to people in terms of like whether we have four more years of Biden or someone like him or four more years in a different direction, it ought to matter to you that Trump can't win a national election.
One of the reasons that I suspect that you're completely correct is that Trump seems unable to control himself about going back and talking about the myths and fantasies and nightmares of the 2020 election. And, I mean, my God, you don't win an election by repeating that in the election 4 years ago, the claim that you were cheated. The difficulty here is what you were saying about his ability to win the nomination. The Associated Press had, a perceptive piece which said that the Trump strategists are assuming that this is going to end up being a repeat of 2016, not 2020. Why? Because there won't be just one Republican challenger to Trump. There'll be several. And they will divide the vote. And Trump can do what he did in 2016, which is get 30%, sometimes 25% in primary after primary and keep winning them all. And because we have a lot of winner-take-all primaries, he can be the nominee again. Do you think that's a legitimate fear?
Well, I think it's a legitimate fear. My take on it is different. I think that Trump was kind of an unknown quantity politically, 2015, 2016. Now he's a powerhouse. So I don't think you'll find 16 people want to climb in the ring with him. I just think the money will dry up too fast. So I think if he runs, he's more likely to run against like a field of four than a field of 17. But you're quite right. I mean, the problem is the more people who get in, the more likely it is he gets the nomination.
Yeah, in a field of four, if each one gets 20% or 18% or something like that, he still wins with a small support base. And do the hearings and would a potential federal prosecution that might be unveiled before, certainly before the election of 2024, would that help Trump, allowing him to show that he is still the victim and the hounds are still chasing after him and he is still being harassed and by swamp creatures who are trying to bring him down? Would that hurt him or help him?
You know, it reminds me that my podcast mate at National Review, Rich Lowry, when I told him that I was afraid that the progressives had such influence over the Trump administration that they would indict Trump more than likely, even though Merrick Garland will know it's a bad thing. Rich's reaction was to say to me, are they trying to get him up to 80% approval in Republican circles? And, I wish I could have argued back at that, but I think that if they indict Trump, I think part of the reason, Michael, that he may announce early is to make any charges that get filed against him look like, or at least he'll be able to argue, that they're trying to take him out because they know they can't beat him.
I actually do know people who have watched at least some of these hearings and are to some extent reconsidering Trump. The descriptions about him sitting at his desk and listening to Alex Jones and Roger Stone on the stage outside thundering nonsense and the music and his enjoyment, apparently, of the violent riot in the Capitol building. Doesn't he have to do a better job explaining his role in all that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and why in the end I think, you know, Liz Cheney may end up being right, even though I'm not crazy about the way they're going about it. I object to the way these hearings go because I just don't think, you know, I think they should have cross-examination and they should be making a more reliable record. But as a TV show, this is very effective, a lot of it. I thought, you know, Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony was very effective. I watched the whole hearing yesterday. I think it's very effective. I looked at it as a criminal, as a lawyer who does criminal law practice, and I thought, you know, there's a gaping hole in their case. They can't prove Trump's intent beyond a reasonable doubt. But not everybody is watching this as a criminal practitioner lawyer. Some people are watching this as, you know, Trump says terrible, provocative things, and the next thing you know, the Capitol is being breached and police are being beaten on. And I think that's very effective. It's a very effective argument for, you know, the anti-Trump side. And I do think he'll have a lot to, it goes to the point of, I don't think he can win a national election. I keep hoping that Republicans will come to their senses and recognize that, even if they won't go where I am, which is to say anybody who does this should not ever be, you know, has no business ever even thinking about being president. But if you don't want to go there, at least, you know, it matters that he can't win.
Well, that's, and again, if you talk about what is Liz Cheney's goal, even what is Benny Thompson's goal, what is their goal with this entire process, it's to get people to stop envisioning, or maybe envisioning, a third term of Trump, or another term of Trump, a second term, actually. Because that's the issue. It's not whether he belongs in jail, it's whether he belongs in the White House. And the New York Times, in their poll, they say half of GOP voters ready to leave Trump behind, the poll found. And, in fact, a lot of GOP voters saying they wouldn't vote for him even if he's the nominee.
Yeah, well, I guess, Michael, that goes back to, you know, the conversation we had a minute or so ago about, you know, if it's four people rather than 17, maybe it matters who the four are. You know, I mean, if it's three or four, and two of them, one is Trump, and say two of them are Trumpy who want to say, I can be Trump without all the baggage, and then someone else is the anti-Trump candidate, maybe there's a possibility of rallying around somebody other than Trump. It may be too early to tell that, but I think that's possible.
It's fascinating, and it's important, and always unique and valuable insight from Andrew McCarthy. We'll also be speaking with law professor John Yoo, who also has been watching the hearings and the possibilities of a presidential indictment. We'll get to that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.